السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. We'll be continuing with the مجلس of حضرت مولانا مسیح اللہ رحمۃ اللہ علیہ. The last week certain aspects pertaining to jihad were discussed, the object of jihad etc. So we have stated already that the Sharia has stipulated the undertaking of jihad, and the objective is to remove the obstacles placed in the propagation of Islam. That is the objective. So jihad is very important. Everybody knows that. Nevertheless, the importance of ilm al-deen is such that even on an occasion of jihad, all are forbidden from going out at once. When there is jihad, so all mustn't go out at once. Salih, by Asra, you to come here. So the command has been given that a group must remain behind. So if Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam is not gone, so they must stay now in the presence of Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam in order to acquire ilm al-deen. So although there is a jihad taking place, but a group must stay behind in order to study deen. The importance of the jihad of acquiring ilm. This is also a jihad. The jihad of acquiring ilm in relation to physical jihad amali. That means now going out in the battle, jihad amali, jihad be safe, is such that jihad amali is dependent on jihad to acquire ilm. Even jihad amali is dependent on the jihad of acquiring ilm. Why? If one does not have the correct ilm according to the haqq of the Sharia, then the limits of the Sharia will be transgressed. What will be the state of one's jihad then? If a person doesn't have the proper ilm, then even in the battlefield, now the person will be transgressing the bounds. Zulam will take place. If a person doesn't know the rights of the mujahideen, the person who is the amir over the mujahideen, he doesn't know the rights of the mujahideen, right? He will be transgressing their rights. If the mujahideen don't understand, they don't have the ilm of how they are supposed to obey the amir. So they will then transgress those rights. Then when it comes to distribution of the booty, there also now mistakes will take place. When it comes to confronting the enemy, what is the tartib, how it should be done, etc. Now there also the laws of Allah Ta'ala will be broken. Then we won't be attracting the mercy of Allah Ta'ala anymore. That won't be a proper jihad for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. We'll be following our nafs because we don't have the proper ilm. Right? It will definitely not be according to the wishes of Allah Ta'ala. That is why Allah Ta'ala says, do not go out altogether. If it is not a situation of nafir-e-aam, how much higher? So if it is not a situation of nafir-e-aam, nafir-e-aam is where there is general hostilities against the Muslim. And now the Amir al-Mu'mineen, the Khalifa, he wants every able-bodied person to confront that army. So there, in that kind of situation, everything must be dropped and everybody able-bodied person in the community needs to advance in jihad. But if it's not that kind of jihad, then a jamaat should stay behind. They should stay in the company of Rasul-e Paak sallallahu alaihi wasallam and acquire ilm. Some should go out in the jihad, jihad-e-amali. Others should stay behind, engaging in the jihad of acquiring ilm. Right? The elevated status and importance of acquiring ilm is being emphasized. Staying put in one place for the jihad of acquiring ilm, to stay put in one place, you are acquiring ilm. You know, there is a saying in English. They say, rolling stones gather no moss. So rolling stones, they gather no moss. So what happens is sometimes shaitan also, he perks a person. So no. Same like how in dunya, he troubles a person. Grass is greener on the other side. Go that side. Grass is green. In deen, it does the same thing. Person is in one hips class. No. I want to change. I want to go another ustad. Person is in one madrasa. No, I want to change. I want to go another madrasa. If a person got a valid reason, it's a different story. But if there's no valid reason, then that is just shaitan's promptings. So this jihad, I'm reading what Hazrati is saying here. The jihad of staying put in one place to acquire ilm, this is also a burden on the nafs. This is a burden on the nafs. And you find students today, they're only looking for ease. A lot of students, they're just looking for ease. They say, now why am I bored and all that now? I must stay in the boarding. I can stay at home and just go to the day madrasa and come back home. I still got all my friends. I still got my aircon. I still got my PS, my smartphone, everything. I don't worry about rules anymore. I just go to the madrasa a couple of hours and come back. Then I'm a free man. If there's any visitors came to visit at home, Hasina and Khadija came, then I too can meet them. I won't be in madrasa. So all that waswasa also comes. So to stay put in one place and acquire ilm properly, this is very difficult on the nafs. Difficult on the nafs. It's a burden on the nafs. The nafs doesn't want it. One is restricted in a madrasa situation. A person is restricted. His freedoms are curtailed. And he has to be punctual. He has to be punctual. Now you see these students that stay at home and go madrasa. Now one morning they decide they don't want to come. They send one WhatsApp. My head is paining today. I'll see a little later if I can manage. Then they just don't come. Now who's going to go and bring them? But if you're staying in the boarding, we come check up whether your head is paining. Even the doctors haven't got that machine to check whether how much the head is paining. But the ustad can check, the nazim sahab can check how much the head is paining to bring you away to class. So this is a big jihad against the nafs. The jihad to acquire ilm is a jihad against the nafs. Allah Ta'ala then says that those who return from the jihad, then one jamaat went in jihad, the other jamaat stayed behind acquiring ilm. So those who return from the jihad should now be taught by those who had remained behind in the royal court of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Right? So whatever they learned, they must now teach it to the mujahideen that have returned. That's how important this ilm is. This jamaat, who stayed behind to study, they are excused from the jihad. Understand this thing. This group that stayed behind to study, they are excused from taking part in that jihad. But that group that went out in jihad, they are not excused from coming and learning. Although they went out in jihad, when they return, they must now come and study. Whatever they missed out in the studies, they must now come and study it. They must come and learn by these people. The other thing, Azizi Rahmatullah Ali takes out a very beautiful point here. The word used is لِيَتَفَقَّهُ لِيَتَفَقَّهُ فِي الدِّينِ. The word used is not لِيَتَعَلَّمُ but لِيَتَفَقَّهُ. In other words, to have the correct understanding, correct understanding, to be able to comprehend and explain, not just surface ilm. Your ilm must have some depth. Your ilm must have some depth. لِيَتَفَقَّهُ فِي الدِّينِ. So the plural used denotes that the students of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam are being addressed. One can see how a chain is now formed. A chain is now formed. Starting from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ilm has been passed on to his students. His students have in turn become ustads. Those returning are now the students for ilm to be passed on to them. And the chain continues till your asatiza and you. So you have got the link of your asatiza. They are linked to their asatiza. You are now linked to them. Another point is that ilm, knowledge, is clearly meant to be that of dini knowledge. Ilm-e-deen. What is meant is that the finer points of the deen should be taught and understood. Fiqh includes the power of deduction, to be able to deduce. It includes recognition of place, person and situation. Moka shanast, mardum shanast, mahal shanast. How to apply things where and when. All these things are included. So Azizi Rahmatullah Ali explains again that please note, لِتَعَلَّمُ is not used. Because this would give a very limited meaning. Namely just to teach. But the word used is لِيَتَفَقَّهُ. Implies that one should be imbued with such an understanding, such a fluency of the deen academically, that if anyone were to launch an intellectual attack against that person, on the battlefield they are launching a physical attack. That physical attack, sometime you'll be victorious, sometime you'll be defeated. If you are defeated physically on the battlefield, that doesn't have so much of a negative impact like being defeated intellectually on the academic field. On the battlefield, if you are defeated, shahadat. But academically, if there's nobody left to explain the ahkam of deen, there's nobody left to understand the laws of deen. Now you will be left with ru'usan juhala. Dallu wa adallu. People will, there'll be now leaders who are ignorant. They are deviated and they will deviate others. Now what will you have left with the deen? One person, he came to Hazrat Mohammad Yusuf Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. He was from the Eastern Cape somewhere. So he came to Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali and he mentioned, he said that, I'm looking to settle down. So my wife passed away and I finished set for my iddat. So iddat is over also. This is in South Africa, right? Not in Timbuktu or somewhere. In South Africa. He's telling us that he finished set for iddat. So he's asking, Ji, you set for iddat. He's saying, the people in the town, they told me I need to sit in the masjid for I don't know how many days, iddat. So I finished set my iddat now. So now I'm ready to settle down. Hazrat mentioned one alim, he went, took a imamat post in one village in India. So he went there. So now he's the only alim there, the only imam. So anything that's going to happen, they're going to call him. So one person passed away, so they called him for the janaza. So when he went there, he sees the kafan is dripping with blood. He asked him, kya hua? No. So they said, no, don't worry, you just make the janaza. I said, but why is so much blood on the kafan? So they told him, no, you see, we read somewhere that on the day of Qiyamah, if the person gets his book of deeds in the left hand, then he will fail. That means he's a failure. So what we do, anybody that passes away, we chop off the left hand. So day of Qiyamah, he'll have to get in the right hand. Can't get in the left hand. So this is what will be left. Ignorance, total ignorance. Right? Now, this word liyatafaqahu is very important. Because today there's many people with knowledge. Many people with knowledge. But we don't want to make amal on that knowledge. We're not confident with that knowledge. So this liyatafaqahu is a very important thing. It includes many aspects. Many aspects. So if somebody has to come and launch an intellectual onslaught against you, you will not be overawed. You will not be overawed. In your propagation of the haq, you will reply in a calm and graceful manner. You won't be overawed. The setting forth of haq will be done politely with good manners. You see a munafiq, a hypocrite. One of the qualities of a hypocrite. إِذَا خَاسَمَ فَجَرَ. When he gets into a dispute, he starts swearing. Get into a dispute, he starts swearing. Why? Because he got nothing else to say. He becomes overawed. He's in a corner now. He doesn't have any intellectual response to give. He doesn't remain calm because he got nothing to say. So he starts swearing. But a person who has got ilm, he won't respond right. Either he knows that this person now is just making an argument for nothing, he's acting ignorantly. So Allah Ta'ala has told me, وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَنَا. In other words, leave this person and carry on. No use engaging him. Or if the person is really engaging on something, he really wants to know something, so he can answer him. He'll be able to answer him. Even if the answer is, go find out what color the rat is. You'll know that one. See, in the village, one rat fell in the well and died. So now the village people, they knew now that the water is gone, napak. So you have to take out so many buckets. But they were not sure now how many buckets. They knew there's something that you have to do to make the well park. But now they were not sure now how many buckets must take out and all that. So they went by one Munshi Sahab there to go and ask him that, now what are we supposed to do? So he also knew that the masla is there in West Isavar. But he doesn't know it offhand. But he doesn't want to tell them also, he doesn't know it. So he asked them, he said, now tell me that rat is a brown rat or is a grey rat or what colour rat? So they say, Baba, we didn't see what colour rat. He said, Bewukuf, go check up what colour the rat is. You come in to ask a masla, you must ask properly. Don't come and ask half masla. Go and check up properly what colour that rat is. So now Bichara, they went to go check the rat up. In the meantime, he opened the best is ever. He checked up the masla. So they came back, then he told them now how many buckets they must take out. Now I don't have best is ever here, so don't ask me how many buckets I need to take out. So the point is, but at least he will know where to find it. So he will remain calm, because he has got ilm. He won't become overwhelmed. So whether the response may be in reply to a query, or it may be in anticipation of any objections. So Hazrat Ji Rahmatullah Ali, at this point, he addressed the students. He said, Ayyuhat Tullab. He said, oh you students, hearken. In other words, wake up. Wake up. This is called acquiring ilm. This is called studying. It is not done superficially. Studying is not done superficially. It is not done merely skimming over the surface. Study should be in depth, with insight and foresight. The word fiqh encompasses all these aspects. That is why it is used. Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned one hadith sharif, faqihun wahidun ashaddu ala shaytan min alfi abid. That one faqih, one person with a proper understanding of the knowledge of deen, he is more severe, more difficult on shaytan than 1,000 worshippers. So in this hadith sharif also, the word faqih is used. Not just alim, but a faqih. A person who has got deep understanding of the deen. Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in another place mentioned, may yuridillahu bihi khayra yufaqihu fi deen. When Allah Ta'ala wants goodness for a person, then he gives him a deep understanding of the deen. So what this hadith means, that faqihun wahidun, is easier for shaitan to mislead 1,000 worshippers than to mislead one faqih. So when you make dua also, you must make dua to Allah Ta'ala to grant faqahat fi deen. Shaitan also had knowledge. Shaitan had lot of knowledge. But he was not a faqih. Had he been a faqih, he wouldn't have been led astray by his nafs. He would have understood the workings of the nafs. So he wouldn't have been led astray by the nafs. The temptation of hubbe jah was too great for him. The love for fame. He had all the fame there. He didn't want to lose this thing. So he fell prey to his nafs. His nafs was not disciplined by the process of tazkiyah. He didn't make tazkiyah. He didn't sort out his akhlaq. All those things were not there. Reformation was not there. Despite possessing ilm, because he didn't have tazkiyah, he didn't have faqahat fi deen, he succumbed to his nafs. Understand? This particular majlis is important for all of us, and it is very important for those in the line of Deen. When it's important for all of us, important point. But it is very much more important for those that are acquiring ilm-e-deen. Now we are in what month? Jamadul Ula. So just now will be Jamadul Ukhra, and then Rajab, Shaban, Ramadan Sharif. So we are very close to Ramadan Sharif, and the way the time is going now, before you know it, it will be Ramadan Sharif. On the 15th night of Shaban, Allah Ta'ala forgives many, many people more than the hair on the goats of the Banu Kalb tribe. So they were goat farmers. They were known to have large number of goats. So more than the hair on the goats of that tribe, Allah Ta'ala forgives people. Right? But there are certain people that are not forgiven. One category, those who have shahna, they have dirt in their heart for one another. Right? In the Hadith Sharif, Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, لا يحل لمسلم أن يهجر أخاه فوق ثلاث ليال. It is not permissible for a Muslim to not talk to his brother. That means to cut off totally from him, right? For more than 3 nights. In other words, whatever the dispute may be, whatever the argument may be, Allah Ta'ala has created us such that within 3 nights, your temperature will come down. Maximum it will take 3 nights. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described different types of people in the Hadith Sharif. Say one person, he gets angry very quickly, but then he cools down also very quickly. He gets angry quickly, but his anger also subsides very quickly. And one person, he takes very long to get angry. Very long. But when he gets angry, then his anger lasts very long also. And then you get one person, he gets angry, takes very long to get angry. And he cools down very quickly. And the fourth person is a person who, what is the fourth person? Said, there is some explanation. But this person who gets, it takes very long to get angry, and he forgives very quickly. His anger subsides very quickly. So that's the best of person. So no matter what category the person may be in, Allah Ta'ala created us, so He knows us best. So He knows that no matter what situation the person is in, but it doesn't take more than 3 nights for the person's temperature to subside to a point where he can make maaf, and he can remove the rancor from his heart, the dirt from the heart. So under this Hadith Sharif, the tashri is given. What is meant that the person, he is now broken off from his brother? What is meant by that? What is meant is that if they have to cross paths, this one ignores that one ignores this one. They don't acknowledge one another. If I know he is there, I won't go there. Right? That means I got dirt in my heart. Right? So, the Shariat doesn't tell us that you have to become bosom pals again. If, you know, there was somebody you knew, maybe you were close to the person also, etc. But you had some bad experience. Right? So you don't want to now get close to the person again. So Shariat never say you have to be close with everybody. It's like family ties. You have to maintain family ties with everybody. That don't mean you have to be close with everybody. The real meaning of family ties is you must not have dirt in your heart towards any family member. That's the meaning of family ties. Family ties don't mean big family get-togethers. Family ties means you don't have dirt in your heart towards any family member. That's the real family tie. Then obviously, those that are closer to you, you have to maintain some taluk, etc. All those things are discussed in the fiqh. But the point I'm making here is that even on the night of 15 Shaban, the persons who have got dirt in their heart for one another, they are not forgiven. In another hadith sharif, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that on Mondays and Thursdays, a'mal are presented, our a'mal are presented. Right? Allah Pak knows everything every moment, but there is some special presentation that is made on Mondays and Thursdays. Students can understand it with your door book and your progress report. One is your door book, every day is written inside there. The ustad knows what's happening, you know what's happening. But come in after 6 weeks, now you get a progress sheet. The Hill students. So that's like a special presentation of what happened in the last 6 weeks. So Monday and Thursday, there is a special presentation of the amal that is made. Right? Those two people who are not talking, their matter is suspended. Other people are forgiven. Allah Ta'ala forgives them, everything. But those two people, they're not talking to one another. Their matter is suspended. Right? So there are so many situations like this where people are not talking. Over small things. Sometimes it is over assumptions. I'm assuming that story. Somebody else came and told me something. I don't even know firsthand. I didn't even make tahqiq, nothing. Somebody came and told me. Now because of that, I'm not talking. Sometimes brothers are not talking. Brother is not talking to brother. Uncle is not talking to nephew. Auntie is not talking to niece, to nephew. And not because of dini reasons. So we must rather, we got time, you know. One is we don't know if we're going to even live till then. We may pass away tomorrow. Right? So we must try and do it as quickly as possible. That patch up. Make maaf, bury the hatchet. Flush the heart. Finish. Right? You don't have to be close. But you see the person, you can make salam with the person. The person, some khushi ka moka, you can share in his happiness. Right? If there is some sadness, you can console him. If he's in a problem, you can assist him. Right? That much must be there. Because we are all one ummah. One brotherhood. We can't be having dirt for one another in the heart. So I was telling the students, I said in one shooting range, you know, the owner of the shooting range, he had one sign. He said, nothing here has such value that is worth dying for. In other words, he's threatening the people, don't try to steal here, yeah? I'll shoot you dead. So you go, everyone signed. So I told him, I said, we take a lesson from there. No dispute is so bad that it is worth bargaining your akhirat for. Whatever the dispute may be, is it so important, that dispute, that I am prepared to forego maghfirat, my rewards in the akhirat, all that? Rather I make maaf and bury the hatchet and forget about it. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma rabbana faghfir lana dhunubana wa kaffir anna sayyi'atina wa tawaffana ma'al abrar. Allahumma inna nas'aluka as-sihha wal 'iffa wal amana wa husnal khulq wal ridha bil qadar. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min zawali ni'matik wa tahawuli 'afiyatik وفجاءة نقمتك وجميع سخطك. جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. إن شاء الله next weekend, not this weekend, the next weekend will be overnight program. So we'll start from Asr time. I think Asr will be 5:30. We'll start from Asr time, inshallah, next weekend, overnight program. Subhanallah.